Chaver, every single one of us is yearning for a life of Kedusha, a life of holiness. And more than a life of holiness, a life of Kedusha, a life of Kodesh Kedoshim. Mamash, holy of holies, that everything should be Kodesh in our lives. Every moment should be full of Kedusha, in separating from all that is mundane and just connecting to the Eibishter. But when we think about these terminologies of Kedusha and Kodesh Kedoshim, specifically in these parashios, so when you think Kodesh Kedoshim, you think the Kodesh Kedoshim with Aaron was. Think Kodesh, the Heichel. It's very strange. In our parasha, in Perchav Tez, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'hoya ha-mizbeach Kodesh Kedoshim. The Mizbeach was Kodesh Kedoshim. This is the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Not even the inner Mizbeach, not the Mizbeach of the Ketores. Mizbeach is Kodesh Kedoshim. What does that mean? The Mizbeach is Kodesh Kedoshim. I thought Doron is Kodesh Kedoshim. What does it mean the Mizbeach is Kodesh Kedoshim? Mizbeach is Holy of Holies. And then you look, the Mizbeach of the Ketores, which was at least Bifnim, there the Pasuk says, in Perek Mem, and Pasuk Tes, and Pekudei, Vayakodesh, it was holy. So here it's Kodesh Kedoshim, that's Kodesh. What's Pshat? So I saw a tremendous Torah from the Hillel of Drash Moshe for each and every one of us here. The Drash Moshe is talking to Yeshiva Bachram. And Baruch Hashem, every single one of us can call ourselves a yeshiva bachur. I have the schus to still be a bachur today. Baruch Hashem, it's the biggest schus in my life. To live in yeshiva. And you could be, by the way, to be yeshiva bachur, you could all be your whole life. Whether you go into chinuch, you don't go into chinuch. It's up to you whether you're yeshiva bachur your life. Whether you're connected to yeshiva and live in yeshiva. And your home is yeshiva. That's where my essence is. That's where I want to be. So that's where I start my day. That's where I end my day. The Chevri, Yisrael Meir, and the Chevri, and Rafi, the Chevri that's in Shari Yashiv. You see certain Yidden that are there. If you woke up, I don't know if you guys are up that early. Rafi, we know the answer to that question. But anyways, Levesa, if you're up, if you went 5 o'clock in the morning there, Baal Batim, steiging, 4:30, steiging for a couple hours in the morning, Shari Yashiv. And nights, Baal Batim come nights. That's their home. That's where they want to be. You could be a yeshiva bachur your whole life. So what does Moshe say to yeshiva bachur? He says, his father gives two tremendous messages. When you're in yeshiva, that's kodesh. When you're in yeshiva, that's kodesh. You're holy, you're safe, you're kadosh, you're good. You're there with your abayim, you're there with your other yeshiva bachurim that are striving and are one with all that you want. It's when you go lechitzon, when you go outside, the mizbeach that was outside represents when a yid goes outside, away from the yeshiva. That's when you have to push yourself and ensure that you're kodesh kedoshim. That's when you have to make sure you put up more gedarim. When I'm in yeshiva, when I'm in base medrash, when I'm in base knesses, when I'm in shul davening, when I'm in my yeshiva learning, I'm safe, I'm good. I can let my guard down a little bit. I'm pushing in my avodah, but I can let my guard down. When I walk outside into the street, when I walk down Central Avenue to do errands tomorrow, that's when I have to make sure I'm Kodesh Kedoshim. I have to make sure I'm Holy of Holies. I put up all the gedarim in the world because that's where the Eitz Hara lives. That's where the temptations are. It's outside. So there's where I have to be Kodesh Kedoshim. The Mizbeach, that was Chitzon, that's Kodesh Kedoshim. But then he says on the flip side, and just as important, everybody who's a yeshiva bacher, everyone who's looked at as somebody who learns in yeshiva, which Amir Tzashem will give you a bracha, should be all of you your whole lives. Amen. You should realize that when you're in yeshiva, so you're looked at as kodesh, you're all, everyone in yeshiva is a Talmud, a Rebbe, you're all kodesh. But when you go outside, people are looking at you like kodesh kedoshim. People, wow, there goes this guy, he sits and learns. They look at you differently, perceive you differently. And therefore people are judging you differently. And people are learning from you differently. And therefore you have to make sure that recognize and realize that people are looking at you and thinking of you and that you represent the Olam HaYeshiva. You represent the Olam HaTorah. You represent Torah. You represent the Rabbein Shalom ultimately. And you better make sure if they're looking at you like Kodesh Kedoshim, you better make sure that you hold yourself as Kodesh Kedoshim. You hold yourself b'derech Torah mitzvahs. You don't lower one drop when you're outside the Beis Medrash. First, because that's where the taivas and yetzer is. But second, because that's how you can have the most hashpa on others. It's outside the Beis Medrash when you could influence and be and you'll be mashpia on others just by being. It's the greatest chinuch. It's not about giving a musr shmooze. Not about going over and teaching with words. You'll be mashpia just by carrying yourself as a balmidus. A balmidus who's nice to every person you come into contact with. A balmidus who cares for others, who does for others. Who walks the streets as an anav, as a humble balmidus. Showing this is what Torah stands for. You'll see you'll be able to change the world of the way that people look at Torah and care about Torah. And they'll want a piece of it. So we have to realize when we're outside, that's when we're Kodesh Kedoshim. We're looked at as Kodesh Kedoshim. We have to hold ourselves as Kodesh Kedoshim. Kineged all the taivas and be mashpia on the velt. And if the schus that Be'ez Hashem, each and every one of us, lives this Torah of the Heiligus Hashmosha, we'll be zoich hopefully to the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim with Bias Mashiach, B'mher V'Yameinu, B'karav Mamish, the Heiligus Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh